Now, are you heading on holiday for Easter? Is it something that you're actually planning? Maybe you've got it all planned and it's all falling into place and everything is good. Or are you a bit of a last minute person? Well, Richard Stevenson is the director with the Civil Aviation Authority, and he's got some concerns and he's some points he'd like to make. Richard, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I am very well indeed. You know, the weather might be a bit cold. There's certainly a suggestion there's going to be a significant downturn in temperatures over Easter. No guarantee of that, but that seems to be the way it is going. People may be racing to the sunshine, taking a risk leaving it late, are they?
Well, Frank, you're absolutely right. You know, our research is showing us that there are loads of people across the UK and, you know, almost 500,000 in Northern Ireland who are thinking about that last-minute getaway. And it's just really important that when you think about that, you think about making sure you've got the right kind of protection in place and you're booking the right kind of trip for you. Now, our research is showing us that there's this new trend that seems to be developing of people booking a break or booking a holiday, wanting to get that last-minute break and opportunity, especially when you start thinking about the horrible weather we've been dealing with over the last few weeks. And there are millions of people who are now booking something and they're jetting off within a few days of actually booking that trip. The important thing is to make sure that when you book it, doesn't really matter if you're booking it months in advance or a few days in advance, as long as you get the right kind of booking and you're at all protected, so that if anything were to go wrong financially with the company you booked it with, you know you're protected, you know you're going to get home, and you know that you're going to get a full refund if your travel agent goes belly up before you travel.
Are you worried or concerned about travel agents or indeed airlines going belly up in the near future?
No, not at all. It's really just a case of making sure that, you know, I think last year there were 13, 14 travel agents that went bust. And when you think about the thousands of travel agents there are across the UK who are giving, you know, great advice and providing great holidays to millions of people, you know, it's actually it's small, but there's always the possibility that that could happen. And if it does, you just need to make sure you've got the right protection in place. Now, ATOL has this bright yellow logo, so you can't miss it. And when you're talking to your travel agent about booking that holiday, again, it might be a last minute thing or it might be a few months in advance. You know, just make sure that it is ATOL protected and that your agent gives you some advice about that.
It seems like sound advice that you are giving, and I'm sure you have a long litany of hard luck stories from people who've been stranded and well out of pocket.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, every year people will go abroad without the right kind of protection. It could be ATOL protection, it could be travel insurance, it could be covering you for, you know, falling over and unfortunately breaking your leg or something. If you don't have the right kind of insurance cover in place, then, you know, that could cost you an awful lot of money. So it's just really important, especially with this new trend, because I don't know about you, Frank, but certainly when I was a kid, I remember my parents would book our summer holidays months and months and months in advance. And in doing that, they obviously had time to get everything ready and make sure we had the right insurance and all of those kind of things. Of course, you know, I also remember that I think they used to leave it to the last few days anyway. But nonetheless, they made sure it was in place before we went. Now, if you're booking these holidays now and this trend is developing where you're booking and a few days later you're actually on the plane and there's not much time, it's just really important that you remember to really get that protection in place before you go and look out for that ATOL protected bright yellow logo. And, you know, there's more information online about ATOL protection and what it does protect you for and what it doesn't. It is a financial protection scheme. So, you know, it's not going to give you travel insurance. It's not going to pay your medical bills if you end up in hospital abroad, but it will protect you financially, and that's a really important thing to remember.
And finally, just on the travel insurance, if you've booked your holiday and you haven't yet taken out the holiday insurance and you fall ill here at home before the holiday, I presume obviously you're not covered, but are you covered if you take the holiday insurance out when you book the holiday so it lasts for longer?
Yeah, I mean, you should always take out the holiday insurance, the travel insurance, you know, when you're booking or, you know, before you've booked. Or again, seek advice from your travel agent or from your travel insurance company. It's always worth trying to get the advice from the actual provider, because there are lots of travel insurance policies that are actually, you know, very different. They will all offer you the same kind of level of protection across a wide range of aspects. But it's always worth just making sure exactly what you're covered for. And if there's anything in particular that you're considering, concerned about, that, you know, something that might happen or might not happen, have that conversation with the provider of your travel insurance just to make sure you know what you are protected for and what you're not protected for.
Okay, good speaking to you, Richard. Thanks for the heads up. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
So, good morning, 90333105. Any disasters you want to tell us about? Richard Stevenson is the Director of the Civil Aviation Authority, giving you sound advice on if it's a last-minute deal, don't jump, just be sure that you are covered.